Okay.
All right, we got a reception now.
Jeez, I don't know. It could be me.
It wasn't even ringing. I was like, man,
I know. Just weird. That's cell phones, I've decided. They can't. I have a friend who's got the guy who did the Tesla. He has his own service. Yeah. And he's got it over in his vineyard. So I do a lot of work out there in Sonoma. And, man, it's pretty damn nice. It's so directed. So I've got his own satellite. He pays
money.
He's got his
own satellite, huh? Oh, man.
Yeah. He pays money for it, but he needs it.
He never has our issues.
Yeah, it's just there's no issue out there anymore. But he's paying pretty good money, but he's got about 30 acres he covers. So.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's
pretty wild, man. You know, it's pretty wild. Those satellites sit out there, dude, and all you have to do, I majored in chemistry and physics, and it's all wavelength, dude. So you can take a mirror, basically, into the wavelength, which is like a laser almost. And you can reflect it up to a satellite, and you could actually utilize the satellite. You have to have real nice instrumentation, but you can do it, and you can communicate with somebody else. And more than that, you can see whatever you want to see. Now, it's illegal probably because we can't be spotted.
Sounds like it.
But dude, you can do it. We can do it. You can do it. But
that's great.
I
would have never thought of you that would be possible like that.
It's possible. It's pretty wild. I used to work a lot with refraction of laser beams using mirrors. Well, it's the same with a wavelength. It's invisible, but it's not. It's there. And boy, let me tell you.
That's crazy.
It reflects, believe me.
That is some wild stuff right there.
Pretty wild. So, Marlon, good. Let me give you the credit card number.
Yes, sir. Whenever you're ready. If it's a Visa, I believe it starts at 4. If it's a MasterCard, 5.
Yeah, let's do this one. Okay, so it is a MasterCard. I don't even know. Yeah, okay. Now, 5-4, and this is all confidential. You're not going to use it outside.
Absolutely. No, it's going to exit out of the computer. So once it's put in the computer, I don't even have access to it.
Okay. Now, 5-4-6-6.
Yes, sir.
3-884-4054-1030.
And the expiration?
As a 725. Now, again, your company, did you send me all the information on your company?
Absolutely.
MorganElectricCA.com?
Yeah, MorganElectricCA.com is the website of one of our clients. He's actually up in California too. So, I sent you his website so you can actually see, okay, this is what my website is going to look like. And you kind of start getting a little visual of it and what you want on yours or whatever. But yeah, our company name is Local Splash. It's on
Local
the email.
Splash.
My phone number's in the bottom of the email. I've been here for 10 years. So you got me to back you up as well.
Oh, you've been around for Local
Splash.
Yeah,
I've been around a long time. Yeah, I'm actually one of the three directors here that lasted this long, you know. I mean, people have come and gone, especially after the whole COVID thing.
Let me ask you something, Marlon. What are they aiming for? Is this the only thing they do, or do they have other things? How big is the company?
Since we went remote, it's half-half, you know, but we also have a lot more technicians than before because now they're able to do the whole remote thing. So, I want to say like we got about a good 100, you know.
Okay.
We still have the building right here in Fountain Valley in California. And I don't know if you've been in Orange County. We're right here in Orange County, Fountain Valley.
Yeah.
Been here for 17 years. So, that's how long the company's been around. And to answer the other question, we do have other services as well. So we can cross the bridge once we get there, you know. We have Google Guaranteed. We have Google Ads.
Yeah, I don't.
You know,
I was just wondering is your company is if it's growing. Are you acquiring other companies in your area? Are you doing? Are you looking at doing any of that stuff?
Well, I mean, we're always looking to grow. You know, so we have one building so far. I don't know if since he's gone remote, the owner of the company. He doesn't have to start a different building somewhere else. He just, you know, he can just hire people in New York, you know, to do what they do. and we get them hired, and then they go through the tests, and they have to go through a certification and everything. But yeah, so I mean, we have over 10,000 clients throughout the whole United States, so we work with everybody.
Well, that's great. Yeah, I mean, technology grows quickly, so it's cool.
Right.
All right.
Yeah.
So what else did you need? You need the
The three in the back, and then I'll go ahead and book your appointment. I actually put you in at 1 o'clock. I hope you don't mind. So between 3 and 4 o'clock, they'll call you for your client interview, and then you guys get all the details said. And
No later than four. And what's the interview about?
It's a phone interview over the phone. You don't need to be in front of your computer. That's when they'll discuss the keywords and the details on the website if you have any special requests and all that.
Oh boy, yeah, I haven't given that thought. So, in other words, this is what you do. Text me what the interview is about. I ain't going to remember. And I'll look at it, and then I can think about what I want to do. Okay?
Okay, yeah, perfect. Because what I do is right after we take the payment down, it goes green. I send you a receipt. You sign your receipt and all that so that you acknowledge that you received it. I'll go ahead and take some notes down from my technician so he could do his homework before he calls you, so it's not just a blind call.
Perfect.
Yeah, I'll walk you through the process right now. Okay, so the three in the back, and then I'll go ahead and process your payment, send it over to you.
107.
Okay, and I'm going to go ahead and read the verification now. So welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification Recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance following the service agreement, and it's also another form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
David W. Jensen Contracting Services.
Thank you, sir. Please state your name and your title within the company.
Actually, you know what? Maybe we change that.
Okay.
No, I like that. That's good. That's good.
All right. And, okay, very good. So, and you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of David W. Jensen Services, right?
Yes.
Okay, very good. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign, so please be responsive to our phone calls and emails from Local Splash within a reasonable period of time so that way we are all on the same page. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, please disclose any additional online marketing efforts during your term of agreement. The initial term and account setup will be charged today in the lowered amount for the Local Platinum package, which also includes a website, and the amount of $149. When the account reaches its end, it will automatically renew each month in the same amount, $149. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by simply contacting client support to prevent any charges for your next month billing. If you wish to do so, just give us a call at 877-635-6225. And extension 1 for client support, and extension 622 if you ever need me on the line.
Okay. Did you text that number to me?
Yes, absolutely. It's also in the email, but they do require us to put it on the recording.
Yeah.
They record everything to protect you, to make sure that I'm doing my job, you know. Let me see here. So, okay, so for the client interview, so we put you between 3 and 4, no later than 4 as you requested. Speaking about the client interview, I'm going to go ahead and send some notes here on the client interview here. Let me see here. What would you say are your top three services that you offer that make you the most money? You get more than three keywords, but I just want to give them some homework to do before he calls you.
Okay. Let's see. that's a good question. I haven't even thought of it. Well, to get started, we could say, let's see, you need keywords. Yeah. I got a world.
I bet you. Come to mind, and then my ticket
carpentry, really. So we could break that down to framing,
okay,
interior
there you go.
Trim, interior and exterior trim. No, maybe not exterior. Yeah, I can do exterior still. I'm getting older, but it's no problem. Additions.
Additions. Okay, there you go. So
dormers,
with that right there,
you know, we can put IV dormers, bathrooms, you name it. You know, we can add that.
Pretty much you can build a house from the bottom to the top, huh? From the
floor up. We can, but I don't know if I want to advertise that because I got it, especially in New York. I don't have the licensing in New York. Mm. And really, even as a framer, I got to have a licensing, but I'll work on that. I'll work on it.
Okay, very good.
And I can always change, right? I can change.
Yeah, you can always change it. Yeah, the keywords, and you can always up the keywords, add additional ones. So we'll take care of that for you. So what I'm doing right now is I just want to give my technician like an idea of what it is that you like to focus on mainly. And then he's and he has a system like we were talking about earlier that he puts in these keywords and it's going to give him a lot of related keywords to your services. And then you can pick and choose from the ones that he gives you. Okay. As far as your hours of operation, are you Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Yeah, I would say Monday through Saturday.
And let me see here. Okay, you have a personal business, a Facebook page, but we're not doing that. So I'll go ahead and skip that for now. I'm going to give you a call in about a month or so myself to see how everything is going. But please stay in touch with me. Let me know how things are going.
Sure.
I'm going to put in that you have photos of work that you've done, right?
Oh, God.
There you go.
Nothing but.
Now it's time to show those off, right?
Oh, yeah, they're beautiful. They're pretty cool stuff. Renovations. I should probably say renovations. And I will because I did 30 years in Manhattan. Now you tell me. Been to Manhattan?
Nah, never. Been to Florida. Been to Colorado. But most of my life,
goddamn
high end,
I'll tell you that.
Oh, is that right?
Goddamn high. Yeah, it has to be. So I used to have a cabinet shop even back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And had cabinets, and not for kitchen cabinets. It'd be like, you know, built-ins, real high-end. You know, mm-hmm. Wood, you name it, teak, oak, walnut, binga. We did, and we made some pretty amazing stuff. It took a long time. We never did too many jobs at a time, but we charged all of it away. But now I'm not doing that.
Mm. You're still doing renovations, though? You want to put in that keyword?
Yeah,
okay, so I'll go ahead and add that to you, so that way he has an idea, and then you guys can discuss the details and everything. Okay, so photos. We'll go ahead and like I said, you have access to your website also, so that way you can make changes yourself, and you don't have a domain name, so we'll take care of that for you. And call tracking. No, you want to use your own phone number, obviously.
Yeah.
And let me see here, and we're gonna start with the local package. Okay, so the rest of the notes here, I'm going to take care of myself, David. I don't want to keep you in time. I think you're working while I want. And sorry about taking so much of your time. Yeah,
no,
I notice I'm trying to be as respectful. Thank you. I appreciate that, you know.
Yeah, I wish you well with the kids, too. How old are they?
19, my son. My other daughter, she's just turned 18. Then I have another daughter. She's 14, and my other daughter's 13. So three daughters, one son.
Three daughters.
Yeah, the teenagers, man, they're giving me headaches, but, I mean. Yeah, so they're not
in the teenager stage, but yeah, it was a real wild.
Nobody gets you ready for that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's something you just think like you got it all down. You think you're going to be a better parent than your parents were, and it always hits you like, oh, man, so this is what my mom was getting mad about.
As long as you're hanging in there with them and you give them talks and you give them their leeway, they're going to take it anyway, but being the dad you have to be, you know, tell them, hey, this is the way it is. You don't want to listen. You're going to end up losing out.
Exactly.
Listening really helps, you know.
That wisdom, you know. So
the moms are different. Mm-hmm. They like attack them and stuff. Dad's kind of like say, hey, it is what it is. And you can either learn from dad or ask other people, teachers, ask people that are a little older, been around.
Exactly.
They have to be, so they listen. question sometime.
Yeah, 100%. You're totally right. That's exactly what I tell them all the time. You got to listen to that wisdom,
girls,
you know.
I don't know if you did with your son, but when my son was 15 or 14, even 14, maybe 13, I said, "Look, I want to take you backpacking in Colorado," and I knew he was going to say, "I said, and you can bring your best friend." And he said, "Okay." And so we had a freaking whale of a great time. So with the daughters too, I mean, when they're young, they're blossoming into a woman. What does a dad do? Takes them backpacking, whatever, fishing, I don't know, whatever you're into, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. You know what I mean? And, you know, it's the same thing that I tell my son, too. You know what I mean? I always try to teach him the values of, like, integrity and be able to keep your word and all that. So at first he was like, "Dad, I don't want to – I already know about this. I already know about this." I mean, they knew everything, you know? And then my wife at the time, she thought that I was being too strict with them, you know, and because I'm old school, you know, I'm like, I mean, I was raised with, like –
Yeah, that's okay. You got to be strict. Dude.
Yeah, I mean, there's a dad and there's a mom for a reason, right?
Yeah, that's what dads are for. And I may have been a little lenient, but I don't know, not really. I might have been too hard in some places. But that's life.
Yeah, absolutely.
Main thing that they're loved.
Absolutely, absolutely. You got that right. You know what I mean? There's a lot of parents that actually leave their kids, and they're never there for them, you know. So I like to take pride that I at least try to stay in touch with my kids, you know. So look, David, before I forget, almost forgot here. I sent your receipt to your email. Well, the company sent your receipt. Let's make sure that you got that. Would you rather check it on email? Yeah. Would you rather check it on email or text? What is easier for you?
Yeah, I'll sign it on email.
Okay, so check the email titled Local Splash Initial Invoice.
Cool. I'll do it right now after this is all hooked up. I got to try the water.
Okay.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay, so then you'll find that. Okay, so you'll find the little link that says "Click here, subscription terms." Once you click on that, go to the bottom of the page, sign your name. Don't forget to click that box that says "I'm the certified holder of this card," and then confirm signature. Then it's gonna ask you for a username and password. Don't worry about that yet. They'll gonna give you one later on today, so you can X that out. And that's your receipt right there for your tax records also, because as you know, it's a tax write-off as well. Okay.
Okay.
Other than that, it was a pleasure to speak to you, David. I know you're a busy man, and sorry for taking up so much of your time. It's a pleasure to meet you. Please stay in touch. Let me know how things are going, okay? So I'll make sure that I don't take the heck out of your account here to everything that we discussed. So that way my technician is familiar with everything that, so you don't have to start all over, you know? So everything is covered here, and we will be speaking to you in a few hours between 3 and 4.
Okay.
Sound good, David? All right, David, a pleasure to meet you, okay? We'll talk soon.
Pleasure. Thanks, Marlon.
All right. Thank you, David. Have a good afternoon, sir. Yes, we will, sir. Thank you now.